Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1100. Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to another plateau. Okay, we're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zisa, Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. So I just want to really quickly, go through one more time the halachas of the flower, the vase. In other words, the vase when people have, flowers, because many people, Baruch Hashem, we've mentioned in the past, a beautiful minig, nothing to do with Shavuos, but the Shabbos, on a weekly basis, people bring flowers home, and it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. So just real quickly, now the person has the flower vase, and I have the flowers inside, and it's on the table, you know, what could I do? Could I put in water, not put in water, how, what, when, and where? So real quickly, just to go through a few different things, which we spoke about in the Melacha of Kaitzer, in reference to taking them out, but we spoke about putting in water and how to work with it also, but I just want to chazer over from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbata in page Reish Nun Vav. He says like this, Gamim Yesh Kevar Mayim, he says, just backtracking a minute before we get to that, Chazal also, he says in the beginning, it's from the Ramah at the end of our Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Chazal also Liteng Mayim B'Shabbos L'Seich Kli. Chazal said we can't put water into a Kli, Kedetem B'Seich HaPrachim, in order to be able to put in there the flowers, V'Anfei Ilonis V'Chiyotzebay. And now the Ramah talks about in the case where nothing's going to happen. They're not going to open. They're not growing. In other words, I'm not putting them in. I'm not putting in the water in order that the flowers should grow more. The flowers are already there. I just want to put the water now in with the flowers and so on. Into the vase on Shabbos. So I forgot to do it before Shabbos. There's two Tamo Issa. He says there's two different reasons for this. Issa Rashi, according to Rashi, because it looks like Shatoyrech Lisakin Kli Tevas Kli Koy Kan Al Brachim Vanafim. In other words, it looks like Tikkun Kli, like somebody's fixing up the flowers. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's Mishum Denirka Kemashka Zeraim B'Shabbos. It looks like one is, you know, watering plants on Shabbos. Okay, those are the two different reasons not to do it. Because you'll say, well, I'm not really planting. Everything is done. The flowers are not opening and help. Nothing's going to happen. But the problem is that it looks like you're fixing up the flowers and it looks like you're planting. Okay, so and it looks like you're watering plants. So he says, in conjunction with those halachas, just real quickly to Chazarova, he says in Oiz Gimel, he says like this, Gam im yesh kevar mayim bekli b'Shabbos, also lahoysef oid mayim. You have already, the water was in there from before Shabbos. One has to be careful not to add water, right? I have the vase, I have the flowers. You have to be careful, you know, not to add water on Shabbos. Next thing he brings down, the water was in the vase, right, in the flower vase. In other words, it spilled out. So also litain by my macherim, you can't put in other water. I'll put in now fresh water. It spilled over, not got knocked over. The flower vase got knocked over with the water. I'll put in fresh water that he can do. So he says if it spilled out, also litain by my macherim, or even to add to it more water. Some of it got spilled out. I'll add more water that he can do. You can't add water to the vase. The next one he brings down, Kol she'asa litein oy lahosif mayim b'kli b'Shabbos ein havdol bein im noisin by techila mayim. In other words, it doesn't matter which way you put in, whether you put the water in first and afterwards you put in the flowers, or if you put in the flowers first and then afterwards you put in the water. Either way, one has to be careful not to put water, you know, new water, fresh water into the flower vase. Now, another thing he brings down, interesting, that assuming you have a vase with water and the flowers are already there, v'gam imunachim perachim b'mayim melifnei Shabbos, I have my flowers, I have it there in the vase, and the water and everything is good, very good, no problem. But now I want to add in, come Shabbos, oivei, I forgot to put in more flowers. Also b'Shabbos leisef b'kli perachim acherim, to put in other flowers. V'kol shekein the aser, Lizreg Parachim, Hayashan Melanech by Parachim Achim. In other words, even to switch them over, to put in new flowers into this water, that one has to be careful not to do on Shabbos. Okay, so the we want to keep in mind all these questions we're just going through real quickly, which we spoke about in reference to, this is nothing to do with where anything is growing. In other words, the flowers are grown, I bought them, they're cut, they're done, it's a done deal, it's not going to grow more, it's not opening, the flowers are not budding, they're not opening and so on. If that's the case, if they will bud, they'll be budding, they're going to take root or whatever, obviously that can be done. That is a melacha d'oraisa. These questions that we're talking about is a question of a derabbanan, because of the fact, like we said, it looks like growing, it looks like you're fixing the flowers, whatever the case is. But nothing is actually, technically, nothing is really happening. And it's also a question of tircha yisera, an extra action, and so on. So there is a prima gadim, which we spoke about also last time, who wants to say that it would be okay that the ein iser klal haniach parachim b'mayim she'oim dem b'klim lifnei Shabbos. If you have already water set from before Shabbos, you just want to throw the flowers in, and it's a done deal. They're not taking root, and they're open, and nothing will be changing, and it's only a question of a tircha yisera, whatever. V'afilum lo yohar parachim b'mayim mayoylam. Is mutter litnam b'Shabbos. One will be allowed to put them in on Shabbos in case they forgot before. B'seich kli shamayim kol she'ene noisena mayim b'kli Shabbos. As long as one does not put the water in before. In other words, I have the water sitting in the vase. Just a question of throwing the flowers in. So the bottom line is, like we said last time, also the Mishabura brings down like this, and just to quote it from the Sefer Shabbos b'Shabbat, and we quoted it from the Mishabura last time. Also, he says, a Mishabura kosav de lechatchila, initially, One should make sure Friday or Shabbos when you bring them the flowers, put them in the flower vase in the water, and that's it, and it's a done deal. Don't wait till Shabbos. If somebody forgot, I forgot. The water is ready and the flowers are here. It's just a question of putting the flowers in the water. That's all I got to do. Once you do it Erev Shabbos, in case they forgot, he says, it would be okay to do such a thing. So what does that mean? It's when one should be careful. If they have other flowers, possibly in a vase is better. I mean, if they know it's gonna affect possibly, you know, whatever, Shalom Bayit, it's a very important thing. Okay, so there is what to rely on. But one should be careful to make sure that it's done before Shabbos. We're just saying that there is such a shita brought down in the Mishabura, bottom line is, be it as it may, they don't have other flowers, and there's only flowers, and it's an important thing, it could hurt somebody's feelings, or whatever the case is, so there is what to rely on, so brings down the Mishabura, and the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat brings it down like that. But I just want to say, even according to this sheet, that to add water, that for sure cannot be done. Okay, now just to read from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, bottom line also on this, he says like this, bottom line on this is, Omnam Hayoistab Shabarash, if you come in Rishonim, first also Losse Saprochim Lachatchila. There are quite a number of Rishonim who say you're not allowed to put in the flowers Lachatchila, because again, for the reasons we said, it looks like you're planting and so on. V'lochin Toiv Shloy Lahokal Bezeb, one should be careful not to be makel with this, Ella Im Rogel Bakach. Like we said, if it's something that they're very used to having flowers, and this is the Shabbos table, is always has flowers, but if it's like a one time deal, this week, punk, I have to have flowers. I forgot to put them in the water, then you shouldn't really rely on this shita, on this prima godim. That way brings it down. But like we said, a regular thing, I'm used to it, and it'll feel funny, the Shabbos table without flowers or whatever. I'll call put them in Shabbos. Hayu abrochem al shulchanei uchashe yakbid mekaymai. Like I'm used to having flowers on Shabbos, so then it's a little bit easier. But if it's not something person usually does, if it's a one-time deal, one should be careful not to do it. And especially if somebody has other flowers, in a different flower vase or whatever, then definitely one should not rely on this and use the other flowers, and that's all. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Of course, we're keeping in mind that this is strictly dealing with flowers that are not opening, not budding, not taking root. Now, one more quick thing he does say, this whole issur whereby it looks like planting, it looks like watering and the various different things, whereby I'm taking a flower which is, there will be no change in the flower at all, right? And it's just a question of putting it into water. You know, we spoke about the back and forth, but he says as far as taking it out, says the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, rak litain ulahachazir brachim l'sarchamayim is also. That this whole Isra is putting it into the water because it looks like you're planting. What about if I want to take it out of the water? I want to just take it out. It's again, there's no roots taking place. There's nothing. It was just in and out of the water. I put it in before Shabbos, no change. I take it out. Could I take it out on Shabbos for whatever reason? I want to spill it out or whatever the case is. It's in the way. Avol ein Isra lahitziya me'amayim. There's no Isra to take it out of the water. V'loya minin d'nira k'koitzer. There's no Isra of that it looks like koitzer. In other words, you say, well, just like it looks like planting when I put it in. It looks like uprooting when I take it out. No, if it's not, there's no roots and there's no change over there, nothing taking place, it's not growing in there, then there's no koitzer. There's no Isra of that it looks like uprooting when you take it out. So in case somebody, for whatever reason, has to take out the flowers from the flower pot. That's who says rak litain lahachzir parachim l'soich hamayim is aser. Only sticking it in is a problem that it looks like a planting, even though it's not going to grow. Avol ein iser lahitziyam mayamayim, but there's no iser to take it out. V'lo yamrin and denira kikaitzir. We don't say that it looks like kaitzir. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.